Self-Culture, October 17th, 1898. How can I best present before the youth the necessity of self-cultivation is my constant inquiry. I would urge upon our youth to regard every moment of time as golden. Do not waste it in indolence. Do not spend it in folly, but grasp the higher treasures. Cultivate the thoughts and expand the soul by girding about the mind, not allowing it to be filled with unimportant matters. Secure every advantage within your reach for strengthening the intellect. Do not be satisfied with a low standard. Do not rest content until by faithful endeavor, watchfulness, and earnest prayer, you have secured the wisdom that is from above. Thus you may rise in character and gain an influence over other minds, enabling you to lead them in the path of uprightness and holiness. This is your privilege. Cherish every ray of light that you can obtain by searching the Word of God. Take up your God-given work today and see how much good you can accomplish in the strength of Christ. Make God your counselor. Discipline and control the mental faculties. Self-control is a power that all may possess. It is gained by placing the will wholly on the side of God, taking the will of God for your will. Christ remembered our nature in the requirements he made. He took our nature upon himself and brought to man moral power to combine with human effort. He would conform us to his authority, that we may know his mind and will. He can and will, if we submit to him, fill the chambers of the mind and the recesses of the soul with his Spirit. Then our will be in perfect harmony with the divine will. Our spirit and will may be so identified with his spirit and will that in thought and aim we shall be one with him. Then Satan will no longer control us. Christ is our leader, and his followers love to keep step and step with him. He speaks, and they obey his voice as one mind and one soul. His people are made willing in the day of his power.